I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlifers sources report they tend to give a lot of folks the creeps, but bats over the years have been given a bad reputation by Hollywood. Here in West Virginia, there's a team trying to change attitudes and to preserve this vital part of the state's ecosystem. I'll talk more about it when we come back. Are you looking for an effective way to help needy West Virginians? The Mountaineer Food Bank needs your help in support of Hunters Helping the Hungry. This program provides nutritious venison donated by deer hunters to hundreds of less fortunate families in West Virginia. And your monetary donation would greatly enhance this worthwhile effort. Call 558-2771 for more information on Hunters Helping the Hungry in West Virginia. That's 558-2771. West Virginia Hunters Helping the Hungry. Right now in many of West Virginia's caves, it's very likely the walls and ceiling will be covered with clusters of tiny flying creatures huddled together in hibernation. Bats are abundant in the Mountain State, but their numbers 2 decades ago reached a level that was placing them in jeopardy. Craig Styler of the West Virginia DNR tells us what they have learned over the years to preserve bats is that they need sanctuary and hibernation, and that means closing off caves to people during the winter months.
Well, we have several bats that have been have declined over the years, mainly due to disturbance in some of their caves. If you go in the wintertime and they wake up and fly around, they burn up the fat that they were counting on to get them through the winter until insects are flying. And some of these caves, in fact, most of our important caves, are now closed in the wintertime, so the bats have time to hibernate without disturbances. And what we're trying to do is track and make sure that the bat numbers are coming back, that there aren't problems, you know, make sure that the gates are secure, and we're seeing good success. Bat numbers are increasing. Both our endangered bats, Indiana bats and Virginia big-eared bats, are at the highest levels since the early 80s when we started protecting some of these caves.
As Tyler says, right now he and his teams are trying to do a head count on those critters without causing them too much stress, and that can take some creative thinking.
Sometimes, you know, we'll actually take a tape measure and get some idea of the size of the cluster, then hold the tape next to it so we can get a density. In other cases, we'll take a quick flash picture and come back and put it up on the computer, and you can put a dot on each bat and count them that way.
There are plenty of types of bats in West Virginia, but those aforementioned breeds, the Indiana bat and the Virginia big-eared bat, are special because they are so rare. Styler says the effort to save them has really paid off, especially closing the caves.
That's probably been the major factor right now. Indiana bats hibernate in caves in the winter, and then they go other places in the summer, and they're in trees. Virginia big-eared bats raise their young in caves as well as hibernating, so it's important year-round for those bats. And there's probably other factors, maybe some loss of habitat on the outside.
And one other factor, changing attitudes toward bats.
It's getting better. We get more and more calls with people with bats in their attic wanting to know how to get rid of them without hurting them, as opposed to how do I kill these bats. So the attitudes are changing. They certainly eat a lot of insects out there, and I think people are starting to realize that.
Like Craig said, they are a natural insecticide as nature intended, and while they are reviled in many places, they do play a vital role in the outdoors world here in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.